drowning in a soft orange glow, drowning in a sea of tang, drowning in a soft orange glow, whoa, whoa, drowning in a sea of tang. Astronauts, they think this stuff's so great. Well, astronauts, it's you I blame. Drowning in a soft orange glow, drowning in a sea of tang, drowning in a soft orange glow, whoa, whoa, drowning in a sea of tang. Soccer moms, they think their stuff's so great. Well, soccer moms, it's you I hate. Drowning in a soft orange glow, drowning in a sea of tang, drowning in a soft orange glow.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, everybody. All you bodies out there, hey.
Hey to you.
Yep. Spy vs. Spy.
Okay.
April 30th, 2007.
Yep.
Episode 83. Is it 83?
Yeah. Are you calling us from your truck cab, dude?
Yeah, I'm on the road right now, dude.
Because you totally sound all breaker and whatnot.
Fuck, what the hell?
I don't know. It's all good.
What are we going to do about it?
Dude, nobody listens to you anyway.
Ugh.
Something.
Hey, I quit.
Really?
Yep.
That's fine.
See ya.
I understand.
Do the show by yourself.
Believe
me. Play some tunes.
If I was in your shoes.
So, let me play some tunes, because I'm,
yeah, how about that, man?
Don't know what else to say, and,
I was nicely broasted. Good stuff. Hey, I never went out on the pause there. But I did repeat myself a bit. Okay.
Alright, you get it?
Yeah,
you get it?
We all
get it. Okay, so this is the Spy vs. Spy podcast, if you're just joining us.
Yep.
I won't use that again, I'm sorry. And it's the Monday show. It's the
sure.
Big Monday show.
Bleak Monday.
Yep. It's
bleak.
Where we
not even with the microphone.
What? Bleak?
I was just, like, talking into my shoe.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Did you plug your USB sneaker in to
That's
see if
I
it
did.
Worked?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to start. We're late on the show. Sorry, everybody, that we're a bit late.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's because Phil couldn't find his microphone.
Yep. It was missing. It was inside the chair. It wasn't even like under the
missing
cushion.
In action.
It was like tucked into the side between curtain, chair, cushion, countertop.
The Fremunda cushion?
Oh yeah, totally. It's kind of odiferous.
You had to part the chair curtain?
Yeah, man. I was almost gonna use this AKG and like, you know, it's a good mic and everything.
Electromagnetic pulse?
I don't know. Something
Wait,
in Austrian.
What is it?
I'm sure it stands for something in Austrian.
Oh, that's like isn't that one of those, like, heart scans or something?
That's an EKG. But yeah,
oh.
I have
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, that's what it's... No, it's a...
Oh, AKG.
Yeah.
A KG.
Yeah. So, speaking of KG, you want to get right into it? You want to... People have been wondering, you know? Huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to tell everyone?
About what?
I don't know. What do you got?
The big news?
You've been up to something. You've been gone for days. You've been just...
No one knows.
Yeah? Yeah, right.
What?
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows what?
It's all over the internet.
Shut up.
All right. You can
it's
take
all
your
over
time,
town
dude.
How you made it.
That's right.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure.
All right.
Well, in that case, let me just side shift it and...
Okay.
I got a little boozing it up here for you, man.
Oh, really?
Tell ya.
Oh, man. We saw a lady drinking Spark. Sparks? Sparks?
Yeah,
Spark?
I heard. Sparks. Yeah.
Oh, you heard that? You heard that we heard?
That's classy. Saw
that? Why do I even bother telling you anything? Someone's going over my head.
She wanted to just tell me sooner, man.
Well, I didn't know, dude. Like, I was like, oh, fucking, I don't know. I was like...
You used up your grace period, dude.
I know, I'm sorry. But I kind of wanted to ask her how it was, and... Nice. I'm willing grace on you.
Dude, it tastes like a urinal crepe to the max. This shit is so nasty.
urinal crate?
Yeah, it's corroded.
Well, what do I do?
What, sparks?
Oh, I thought you meant the connection. I thought you meant...
No, sparks.
That stuff is really bad?
You should get some.
I don't think I can. I don't think we have it here.
It's so gross.
The way you described it, you didn't say it was gross. You said it was something, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, but it's gross.
It turns out it's terrible?
Gross. Yeah.
It's good? What do you... Oh, hold on. What?
What?
What's gross about it? The taste?
Yeah.
But the way it makes you feel?
Oh, sure. That's bad, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I recommend it heavily.
All right.
I couldn't recommend it more. It is nasty. It'll mess you up in a weird way.
Does it taste like Malta Goya and berries?
No. It tastes like vitamins, like children's vitamins, like children's Tylenol, and like vinegar.
Whoa.
And
malt vinegar or apple cider vinegar? Red wine vinegar?
White,
just
regular.
Just plain white vinegar.
Yeah, it's so medicinal tasting. It's so just like overpowering, trying to do things to you. Like you can tell.
Maybe it's not meant for. Maybe it's not meant for consuming through the mouth.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a power douche.
It's probably just an ointment, man. I mean, I'm sure you pour that shit on your skin, things will happen to you. But
yeah,
I
can grow a lobster hand.
I absolutely recommend it. Buy a 4-pack and drink all you can. There's no way you'll make it through all 4.
Well, it was a valiant effort by the Sparks Company to try and make an alcoholic beverage that makes you.
I hope I can find some other flavors. There's orange, but I hope there's other flavors.
Like dirt?
Watermelon. That would be so disgusting.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yuck.
Chicken
and that shit.
Fried chicken and potato flavor?
Sure. You know, they got at the Walmart, they got 12 packs of the Jones sodas for I think, 3 and a quarter, something like that.
Do they have the, like, Thanksgiving ones?
No, it's the cans. But it's they have one that pomegranate.
Wait. Jones Soda comes in cans?
It does now, yeah.
Wow, I have not seen that ever. Does it still have pictures on it?
No.
That would be kind of silly, I guess. But that's kind of too bad. And I bet it doesn't even have any proverbs in it.
They had 4 packs of the blue bubblegum Jones Soda, the 4-pack bottle.
Yuck. Gross.
They had that shit on clearance for like 80 cents for a 4-pack.
It's not worth it.
And they only had a 3-pack left. Otherwise, I would have got it.
Really? Do you like that blue bubblegum stuff?
No, I'm sure it's gross.
Bubblegum is not a good flavor.
I like to
even
drink
for
gross.
Gum. Even for gum, I'm thinking bubblegum flavor, like classic bubblegum flavor. It's not that good.
Hey, Spencer. Come give your sister a hand with this thing. She can't move this all by herself. She is too weak and small. You are strong and large, and it is heavy and cumbersome.
Dude, why don't you just clean out of the fridge?
Yeah, right.
Don't make your kids do it.
No, she's trying to move this big wheel. It's like pinned under another big wheel in an Elmo sprinkler.
Oh, man. Was there like a pileup?
Yeah, a little bit.
Were they jousting?
No, she's a girl. You'd have to have 2 sons to have them joust.
Yeah, otherwise it's illegal.
It's gross.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but the boozing it up that I have for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
You took Malta Goya and you added some vodka to it?
Yeah, just about. That's pretty much, I mean, that's as heavy as it is, you know?
All right.
But it's, you remember that green tea crystal light I was talking about?
Sure.
Last week?
Yeah.
Raspberry green tea crystal light?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, equal parts of that and whiskey is like absolutely beautiful. It is so perfect, man.
I don't trust you.
Oh, man. It's not like... Oh, this is disgusting. I love it. It's not like that at all. It's like, wow, this is a containment unit for some alcohol because it's great. It's a time bomb.
It doesn't really have any real mix in it.
No, but there's a lot of flavor in that green tea crystal light. There's a lot of like, it's not quite like a sour mix for whiskey sours, but it's like in that realm and calorie free, mind you. So.
Mm-hmm.
It hit the spot, man. I drank some of that last night, and it was some spot-hitting shit. I couldn't believe how tasty it was.
Well,
they really compliment each other. But I always buy the bottom-shelf whiskey all the time. I drink Black Velvet,
which is
a delicious Canadian whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
And
we don't have it here.
Yeah, it's
so good.
$9
a
barrel.
Yeah, it's so good you can't even get it in Canada.
Right. For export only.
Yeah. Let's get rid of this shit.
Yeah, right. Totally. It is the pig feed of whiskeys. But
really,
yeah.
I don't drink the rye whiskey anymore.
The way I see it, whiskey tastes like shit no matter what.
No, that's not true, dude. No, that's not true at all.
What?
Crown Royal? Crown Royal, tasty.
But it still tastes like shit.
No, it's pretty good.
This is some delicious feces.
What have you been eating, girl?
It's the champagne of turds.
Yeah. No, I'll believe you. I'll side with you. Whatever.
But I try not to drink rye anymore. It's just kind of like, it makes me all rowdy.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh.
No, well, there's a time and a place for it, I guess, but I don't know, man. You drink a couple beers and you have some whiskey and it's fighting time.
That's right. You know what else will mix fine? I had a glass last night of half Jägermeister, half whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And ice.
Okay.
That's powerful. That you, it's...
Wow.
That makes an argument happen. It really...
That's yeah, that's medicine. All right.
Yeah.
I bet to say it was bedicid.
And I found out the trick to not getting the hangover from all that shit.
Drink some water.
No.
Eat a bowl of ramen.
Fall asleep in your chair.
Mm-hmm.
When working on some music, send some comic.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you wake up, count that as the day. You know what I mean? It's like when I woke up to go lay down.
Mm-hmm.
I figured this is my hangover right here, because now this is 2 days later. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure.
It worked.
Probably not a habit you want to get into.
Yeah. Well, too late for that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong? Well, I should put it back up.
Oh, man. There's cushion woes around here.
I don't know when.
I had to take every cushion off for every other thing, so, you know, to find my microphone.
And now they're building a fort.
Because goodness gracious, I have to do the talking, Joe. Head up. I'm just kidding.
Okay, good.
No, talk show kicks ass.
Okay, you fucking better say that.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. There we go. How you doing, special guest?
Allison update?
Oh, Mama.
No, it's not Mama.
Hmm?
Brian.
Oh.
Say hi, Brian.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
Ah.
Hey, everybody. Say bye.
Bye.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, man. So, drinking booze and raising kids, fighting around the world.
Sure.
They were asleep, of course. I mean, yeah. I don't drink when the kids are awake. It's just not right.
No.
I'll have
okay. Because then they're kind of like, well, what do we do?
Right. I know.
You know, you don't want to. It's like drinking in front of an alcoholic, right?
Pretty much.
They're going to be like, what's that? What's that right there? What do you got? And you're like, oh.
You know, last night, I was looking through, you ever check out The Stump online?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that?
Because you sent me a link one time.
Yeah, it's all the mugshots of everyone that got arrested in, Idaho?
Yeah.
And it's not even everyone. It's selected mugshots.
There you go, right? There you go.
And, so I was looking through them last night,
mm-hmm.
and Spencer was still up. And he was asking about it, and I said, you know, it's pictures of people that went to jail and everything. Well, what'd they go to jail for? So I had to tell him. You know,
oh, no.
Everyone went to jail for it. A lot of people drinking beers and then driving. That's
uh-huh.
good. A lot of people pooping outside.
Really?
Yeah, expungement of human waste in the public, yeah.
That's just kind of like, man, like, that's just not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Never, you know?
Some of the people really look like, you know. You hear that? Can-can.
Oh,
what
yes.
Want? What do you want? Can-can? Can-can?
Can-can-cans?
You want can-can-can? You want can-can? There you go.
I like hat.
You may not know.
I like hat as well.
That's baby for I like candy.
See.
Yeah. We got a box of apple heads.
Okay. So...
Which, didn't they used to not be called that? I remember it was Cherry Clan.
Yes.
And what?
Boston. And you know what?
Boston
I don't
Baked
know.
Filthy Irish. And then... what else? What else was there, Ryan? Come on, you can do this.
I don't know, dude.
I'm setting you up for a perfect Brian-related joke.
Really?
What's wrong with you? Are you spent? You sound spent. How are your fluid levels, mister?
They're just fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't climb through that window.
Fine.
Isn't that a song?
Couldn't tell you. Song. Yeah, it's a Melissa Etheridge song.
There we go.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Don't climb through that window.
It's really on the tip of your tongue there.
What?
None.
Candies? I don't know.
You sound pretty messed up, dude.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just tired because of my whirlwind tour of North America.
Yeah.
My press junket.
How'd that go?
It was good.
Did you get any souvenirs?
No. Souvenirs?
No.
Novelties? Party tricks? Yeah, I feel like I haven't really been home that much, you know?
Is that where all your material comes from?
Home?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Let's see, we got food, we got poop, we got internet.
Yeah.
God, why leave? Yeah, but when I went to San Francisco, I kind of left my house really dirty.
Yeah.
Which is basically the worst thing to do when you're going away for a week.
It's horrible to return to.
You come back, you're like, fuck, and you don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And and so I've just been working and running around and stuff, and the place is still filthy, and it just kind of makes you feel gross. But whatever.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. And then this weekend I went over to Victoria on Vancouver Island, for those who are aware of the geography of British Columbia, Canada. Mm-hmm. And I used to live there. I went to university there for a couple years, and I hadn't really been back in about 5 years or so. And I don't know if you've ever been away from a city for that long and not gone back at all to visit for a place that you've spent a long time in. I mean, you probably have because you obviously have moved from...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I went back to Santa Cruz to visit or whatever, it was like, oh man, what's up with this weird ass place?
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, it's just like I was there for 2 years or so, and it's this pretty small city, so I know where things are and stuff, but I hadn't been there in so long, and so I was trying to conceptualize in my head where things were, and it was just like, it's like walking around in a dream where you kind of know where things are, and you're like, hey, that's familiar, hey, what's that? And it's just kind of a weird feeling, but you know, when I go back to where I grew up, where my parents live and stuff, I go back there often enough, so it's, you know, it's familiar and stuff, but it's a totally weird feeling.
I blame the Huns.
Okay.
You sure you didn't accidentally go to Edmonton by mistake?
Yeah, it's possible. I was just wandering around West Edmonton Mall. This city is crazy.
It's all indoorsy.
Yeah. But, in Edmonton, and I think also in Calgary, it's because it's Alberta and it's crazy cold and retarded there. They actually have indoor, underground, tunnel ways between places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not the overground ones like we got here?
No.
We got a lot of those.
No, they got underground tunnels and shit, man.
The Skyway.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Natural talent update.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing phone tag a little bit. He'll call me when I'm making an omelet. So I'm like, eh, forget that. And then I'll call him when he's, I don't know, got to be playing guitar.
Taking an omelet?
Yeah, right. And then he doesn't answer. But then I finally called him last night and got a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I was just in the mood, I guess. He's like, what are you up to? I was like, oh, man, I just ran up 20 flights of stairs. Really? Yeah. Aren't you tired? Oh, yeah, man. What are you doing? Oh, I'm at the Metrodome. I had to park underground. Park 20 floors underground.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and he totally ate it. I mean, it was just, you know, no question at all. And then I just got off the phone with him. I was like, all right, fine. I can believe that.
What a jerk.
Yeah, man. I'm going to tell him the Curly's gold is down there.
Nice.
Faith in the Alamo.
Gold's Curly's are down there?
Yeah.
So, what do you think about CD bonus tracks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how I feel about him after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Captain Ken's the good taste of America.
We'll have to hurry, Ryan, to buy all the things we need so I can make my homemade beef stew in time for dinner. Onions are over there. Grandma will be right back. Where are the vegetables? And what have you got there? Captain Ken's beef stew. Microwave or oven. Lean beef, onions. The same ingredients I use. We'll try it.
It's as good as homemade.
And we're back!
Oh, what are we... Oh, I wasn't... Let me put my pants on.
Well, I'm back.
You know
it. What are you doing with that pants? What are you doing with that pants?
My pants.
Yeah.
Oh, my pants.
That's all right.
So...
Yeah, so buttons.
We were just talking about...
We were...
CD bonus tracks.
Super Mario is back. He's blasting through worlds where no one has ever been. He's taking on enemies no one else dares. This time, Mario pops up power wherever he goes, so he's bigger and badder than ever before. You've never seen creatures like these. You've never had an adventure like this. It's everything you've dreamed of and worlds more. It's Super Mario 2, only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power.
And we're back! Yeah, they're something, aren't they?
What do you think about that? You like that? You like it when a CD has a bonus track that you didn't know about? A little present?
That's kind of like asking me how I feel about Crystal Pepsi. Or, you know what I'm saying?
No.
The WB.
What?
It's like, how do you feel about, CD bonus tracks?
Yeah, a bonus track on a CD.
I don't know. How do I feel about school lunch? How do I feel about...
So you're for it. You like it.
I'm just saying... That's irrelevant.
Oh.
I mean, the times, they're a-changing.
Well, yeah. But it leads in to the changing times.
Oh, okay, then yes. Oh, I feel... That is... compact disc bonus track.
This compact disc bonus track.
Yeah, but back in the day,
sure,
when you used to like the CDs, and there was a bonus track, did you like it? Would you prefer if they just didn't call it a bonus track and just put a name on it? Did you like it when you had to wait 5 minutes after the last song to hear something?
No.
Did you like it when it was just an extra track but wasn't listed?
Yes.
I like that too.
That's the best.
And this is how it leads in, is when a CD, and, people are still ripping CDs. Like, come on, they're not all just stealing and buying MP3s online. Some people are actually buying discs and ripping them still. Okay?
Okay.
So, but when you have that, 10-minute gap or whatever between the last song and, it's on the same track, but there's that 10-minute gap, when you rip that, you gotta go in, you gotta edit that shit, and you gotta be, cutting it up into... It's a
or just never hear that song. What's worse is with the shuffle. I got, a 60-disc CD player.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, you put the thing on shuffle, and there's a great Clutch album that has, the last song, ends with, 15 minutes of tambourine, just...
You gotta get up and change that shit.
Yep. Or just not put the disc in, which is really...
Right. That's kind of too bad,
It is.
On the opposite end of the thing was when some people were putting bonus tracks at the front of the disc.
That is so fancy and ridiculous.
It's like, it was like, wow, you guys are geniuses. How did you do that? But it's impossible to listen to.
Yeah.
And also, for those who don't know, I don't think I could name a CD that had it. I think, was there a They Made a Giant CD that had it or something? I forget.
It's possible.
But you had to play the first track, and you had to rewind 4 minutes of the first track. It was totally weird, but if you just played it, you would never hear it. You have to rewind. It was some fucking secret cryptic shit.
I'm probably wrong here, and I know Jamie's probably going to bust me on this.
Of course, that's what we want. That's why we have the Jamies and the John Hales of the world.
That one Nine Inch Nails Broken, I believe, had extra tracks at the end, but I think it also had one of the back to fuck up kind of.
Right.
Remember Onyx? Remember Onyx?
Robonix?
No. I think that had one of the rewind tracks on it, but I'm not really sure.
And that was cool, but if you're I had a disc man, a CD Walkman type thing, and it didn't really have the ability, I think, to rewind like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I took the CD on the road, I couldn't ever hear the thing like that?
Well, I'm just... Here's the one thing. That shit is almost never worth listening to.
That's probably true.
Almost so, never.
It's like...
Seldom, if any.
It's like a B-side, right? B-sides are almost always crap.
No, B-sides are always great.
Nope,
B-sides
nope,
are always insights into an artist's true working model. No, that's... I think... No, the regular tracks, that's all like, here's what we want everyone to see. And then the B-sides are like, this is what we're really like.
Here's some crazy shit we do that no one gets to hear.
I think that's what it is. I think B-sides are the real stuff.
It's too extreme. The label wouldn't let us.
I don't know if it's quite that. Yeah.
No.
But,
all right.
You know, one record, Cracker's Kerosene Hat, okay? Mm-hmm. That had three bonus songs after the record. And it had, mm-hmm. you know, substantial tracks of silence before... Each of these
yeah.
three songs came up.
Yeah.
But those were all three of them were gems, winners all the way. I don't know why they had to, why make it so hard to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you imagine if they tried to do that shit on an LP? You know, it's like a, you know, it's a three record set and like record two is just no grooves at all. And, you know?
Yeah. But I think we're like, it's weird because, okay. Compact discs can only hold, whatever, 80 minutes of music. I know no artist ever made an 80, like, it's really rare to have anyone, like, even close to filling up a CD, like, you know.
There's that one Fantomas record that's Delirium Cordia is I think it's just 74 minutes. It's one track.
No, okay, nice. But, you know, like, it's not that common.
No.
But,
generally, what? 30 minutes, 40 minutes on the outside?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, remember when CDs were, like, you would get, like, an 18-track CD?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people... Like, I mean, I don't know, obviously people are still doing that, but, like, a major label release, whatever, now is, like, 10 to 12?
Yeah.
Used to be, like, 14, 15, 16, maybe, even?
15,
and
16 puzzle?
Yeah. And, I don't know. But I'm thinking, with new delivery methods and digital whatnots and stuff... Just everything that you recorded in that session, just release it all. Just put it out there. Be like, okay, here's the main stuff you want to listen to.
Right.
And here's a folder of the extra stuff we did and when
agreed.
We were fucking around.
Totally
just release
agree.
It all. I'll buy it. If I'm a fan of the band, I'll buy anything you put out. And
studio like, talking and any of that stuff.
Anything.
Talking on the bus.
Just do it. Just do it. You can make money off of it. It's the internet. Micropayments.
Why? No, that's all garbage, but tack the junk on. I think that's great.
Yeah.
You heard about you know, there's that one band?
Yeah, I like those guys.
I'm not that into them, but they're...
Okay.
They're fine. They can exist. I just... Okay. I'm not a big fan.
Sure.
But, you know, Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, man, yeah.
You heard about what they did,
I like those guys. I grew up listening to those guys. I got a soft spot for them.
They sold their last record on,
online.
On digital media or whatever. I mean, they sold... Compact
well,
card, something
okay,
like that.
they put out like
a USB drive, something like that. But they gave away all the individual tracks.
Yeah, they put out four different releases of it. They have like okay, you can buy the CD, you can buy the CD with like bonus CD, you can buy it off iTunes and get bonus tracks. You can go to the show. Okay.
Oh, how do I choose between them? How do I choose between all these delicious hot bites? I mean, there's the nuggets, and there's the patties, and there's the tenders. How do I make that choice?
He's just discovered there's a whole lot of delicious hot bites for a whole lot more fun.
Oh, and it's not good, and it's fun to dip, too. You should really try dipping, even without dipping your dirt.
Hot bites from Banquet. Now it's more fun to eat with your fingers.
Oh, boy, some people don't know how to have fun.
Yeah, and then they also put out a USB stick that you could buy at the concert. So I don't know if they sold it online or not. And it had everything on it, just as like MP3s or whatever. I don't remember what format it was, but yeah, it was like here's a USB stick with the files on it. And like, yeah, man, those guys are really testing out the waters and doing all that shit. And it was cool. Like I bought the album off iTunes because it came with like. Two or three extra songs that weren't going to be on the CDs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird because it's also punishing people who like to buy the real physical product and stuff. It's not really punishing, but there's too many... Sometimes there's too many versions, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember Ben Folds put out a DVD set or a CD-DVD set, and if you bought this one, it came with the DVD, but if you bought this one, it came with, like, some other shit, but you couldn't get both, you kind of, like...
That's lame. That is lame.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm not buying both, so therefore I'm going to be stealing it, so thanks.
That's some very new covered crap right there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's no good. So...
Oh, that Clutch record in question?
Mm-hmm.
had three different bonus tracks unlisted on the thing. You never knew which one you were going to get when you bought the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's that's the kind of thing that if they're going to do that, like, man, just put out a CD singles, man, EPs.
Well, I think they quit doing that. They started, I think they changed labels. But they now they just put out everything, man. They got records going out all the time now.
The other thing that I think...
done a jam room record where it's just them kind of gorking into
right.
it.
Right.
That's real good.
The other thing I think that should happen is bands shouldn't necessarily wait so long to put out an album.
Yeah.
They should be like, oh, we went and recorded three songs, and we're going to put out a couple songs like every few months, you know? Like,
put
I don't
out,
need a full
put
album.
Out, put out the demos for $5 or whatever. What?
Yeah, sure.
What are
yeah.
you holding on to
and
it
then,
for?
And then later, oh, we did a full studio version. You know what? I love that shit. I will gladly have two versions of the same song. But if one's like, this is a demo, here's a studio, I'll buy them both. I love it. I'll listen to them both. Do it. So, I don't know. It's, you know, like, instant delivery. You can just charge, like, a few bucks. Mm-hmm. Whatever. You make some dough, man. And quit. Make, you know, keep a presence, too. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
We just put out a thing, and people will still be aware. Like, oh, yeah, their album's coming. I just heard one of
yeah,
the new songs.
Why does it always have to be... Oh, I remember those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they finally put out an album 2 years later. Great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's internet, man.
It's internet, man.
It is internet. yeah, so basically, and also major label artists should do song fight.
I agree. I told Buzz from the Melvins one time about it, and he's like,
yeah,
it sounds hard. I was like, that's not really the response I was hoping for. But...
yeah.
I think Mark Mallman said the same thing.
It is hard. It's like very. It's a difficult thing to do, but it's good exercise for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a good exercise.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. So.
Yeah.
Man, my studio audience is freaking out over here. I think we have to.
Okay. Well, should we pack her up then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pack her up.
I don't think she'd like that any more than her current situation.
I see.
You gonna agree or disagree, babe? Yeah. Say 1-10-0. Oh.
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. One. No.
No.
Okay. You can say bye. No.
Uh-huh.
All right. She's on the spot. She ain't digging it. Anyway, yeah. Second bye. I can
relate.
You're not feeling it?
I think we should start this one over, guy.
What did you know? What, I made a time? What am I just... No, I got crap to do.
Okay.
Everyone, fans, you'll understand. You'll understand.
You guys, you know what to do.
That's right.
Keep downloading shows, keep listening, mm-hmm. and...
keep downloading
anything,
it. You're not
anything,
sure you heard it.
Anything after that, it's gravy.
Pump them stats, which pumps our egos, which makes the shows better, so...
That's right. Spy vs. Spy makes its own gravy.
That's right.
Since 2006.
Has it been that long?
It's been 83 shows. Can you believe it?
That's the thing.
Got any ideas for the 100th show? Let us know.
Yeah, I have some ideas, but yeah.
Well, they got any ideas for the 101th
well,
show?
Well, we promise to implement your ideas. How's that?
We don't promise shit.
No, we do, but it doesn't, you know, carry any
weight. It doesn't matter. All right.
So we absolutely promise to use everyone's ideas, so
uh-oh.
Send them on in.
Okay.
Yeah, even if it's two conflicting ideas.
That's a tall order, my friend.
Yeah.
There's going to be, like, two people saying something, and we'll be like, whoa, how do we keep up?
Hey, boy. That's right, two people.
But those two people will send you a vial of our own fluids.
Spy vs. Spy, two people saying something in 2006.
Baby. Day.
Right.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new high sea flavor with an outrageous fruit taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto Cooler. High sea Ecto Cooler. Slimer's new fruit drink. You've been warned.
Okay. You gonna do it?
No. No, I'm not.
No?
Nope.
It's okay. How about now?
Bye, Petus.
Dog, I got one more thing!
No! Oh, what?
No,
what do you...
No.
Oh, you fucker. I got one more thing. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay. Good.
Low on cash? Need money in a hurry? Elvis's Pawn Shop can help. Elvis's Pawn Shop offers cash loans in exchange for almost anything of value. They'll buy, sell, pawn, or trade gold and silver jewelry, watches, furs, stereos, TVs, VCRs, furniture, household appliances, even cars, trucks, boats, and motorcycles. The next time you're in a pinch, come up to a pawn shop. Bonded brokers. The Elvis.